Thank you, worship team, and appreciate them as they fill in for a worship pastor, Pastor Tom. He's on sabbatical for the month of January, and you guys did a great job. Let's let them know real quickly how much we appreciate you. Before we get into the message, a couple quick things, real quick, and just a couple housekeeping things. First of all, if you are a guest with us, you haven't had a chance to fill out the connection card, make sure you find that card in your program, and then at the end of the service, you can drop that in the offering basket or give it to me at the end of the service. Last month, we had a special offering push. You know, we had a goal to raise $25,000 for international mission. Mission partners all around the world. And we're still crunching the numbers, but it looked like at the end of the day, we're going to be in the neighborhood of that we raised about $35,000. And so that's awesome. And I say give or take, because we're still kind of closing the books. And so hopefully the goal is next Sunday, we'll be able to present the financial report from 2024, let you see how we steward your generosity to impact our community and all around the world. And so can't wait to share that with you. Every year at Late Point, and we, you know, in a few months, we'll celebrate our 15th year of Late Point Church, which is a big milestone for us, right? And in 15 years, and every year, God has blessed the giving of our church. We have seen an increase every year. And I gotta be honest, the past year, I was wondering if we were going to see our first decrease, you know, due to, you know, economy and inflation and all that. But however, I know, I don't have the final numbers, but we will see an increase this in 2024 and another increase of your giving. So just want to say thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your generosity and able to do mission, able to do what we're doing here in the area, in Detroit area. And so thank you for your giving. And I pray that you start giving, you know, this month, this today, you know, starting now for 2025. Next week, we'll present that budget, the 2025 budget, and already been approved by the management board, management team. We'll be able to share that with you next Sunday as well. And I'll share a few things that we've got going on in that budget and let you see what God wants to do through us and through your giving in 2025. And one last announcement before the message. One of the things that I love that we kind of started it last year, and one of the things that we want to be doing every year is our 21 days of prayer. Last year we did prayer and fasting for 21 days. This year we're focusing 21 days of prayer with the emphasis on that last week, starting January 27th, an emphasis on fasting. And we'll talk more about that. You know, there are all kinds of ways to fast, and we're not going to tell you how you need to fast. You might do a full fast, you might do a partial fast, but we'll talk more about that as we get closer. But just to kind of put that on your radar, 7 days of fasting starting January 27th. So the 21 days of prayer starts a week from tomorrow on January 13th, and for those 21 days. And one of the things that we have is a book called 21 Days of Transforming Prayer for you to start, you know, day one on, you know, starting a week from tomorrow. So if you get it today, wait till day one next week. And come and do this with us, just as available for you. One per family is what we have enough for at this moment in time. We want to make sure everyone gets one. $5 donation. If you don't have $5, we want you to make sure you get this and put it in your hand and read along with us. And we'll be doing, starting a week from tomorrow, 21 days of videos on Facebook and social media. And so you can come along and partner with us, and we want to journey with you through these 21 days of prayer. And so make sure you stop by the lobby, pick that up. You know, if you don't get it today, you can get it next week. And we're looking forward to this very important 21 days as we set the tone for 2025. So today we're starting a brand new message series called Life Reset. Life reset. The past year, about a year ago, got new hearing aids. And I go through a new hearing aid every 5 to 6 years. I forget a new hearing aid. And so about a year ago, got new hearing aids. And the first time in my life where the hearing aid that I'm wearing is Bluetooth. And I wasn't sure about it at first, but I have loved the Bluetooth hearing aids. And it's kind of like wearing AirPods 24/7. And I've always have it on, and I might be listening to music, and I don't have to have headphones. I mean, I can just listen to the music. And here's the problem. When I'm listening to music or watching something on my devices, I'm deaf again. And Karen might be trying to talk to me, and I can't hear her because I've got music or I got sound going through my amazing Bluetooth hearing aid that really kind of defeat the purpose of hearing. So Karen said, "Hey, Scott, hello." She's talking to me and having a conversation. And I'm literally not ignoring her because I'm ignoring her. I'm ignoring her because I'm actually deaf. And so I'm wearing these hearing aids. It's great. And so the past Monday, with my Bluetooth hearing aid, this past Monday I was in the office, and I was actually in the front office with some of the staff and having a conversation. And I was about to leave the office, and I thought one of my staff members said something to me. And I looked at Diane, who's our administrator, and she's our admin, and she was, I turned around and said, "Hey, you said something, Diane." By the way, Diane's birthday yesterday. Diane, hello, back there in the back. Yeah, wait. Diane said, "No, I didn't say anything to you." I said, "Huh." I look at other people in the office. "Did you say something?" No. That's okay. Well, yeah. So I walked back out, and I heard someone else say something again. I turned around and I said, "Did someone else say something?" I said, "No." "No." I said, "Okay, all right, whatever." I go into my office, and I'm sitting there. There's nobody else in my office, so I'm sitting there quiet, working, and all of a sudden, the voices came through again. And it was going through my Bluetooth hearing aid, and I don't know where it was picking up from, but I was picking up a frequency somewhere else. And for a while there, I thought I was hearing voices in my head. I was like, "What is happening here?" What did it say? I don't know. I need to read lips too. And so I don't know what it's saying, but I just hear voices. And so I was going through this all day. It wasn't like all the time, but a couple times per hour. And so by the end of the day, I was like, "This is driving me crazy." And then I thought, well, I need to do a reboot. So I turn off the hearing aids, hoping that this was going to work. So I turn off the hearing aid, and then I thought, okay, I got to count to 10 seconds, because isn't that what you're supposed to do when you reboot? You turn it off, you count 10 seconds. And so I actually counted 12, because my 10 seconds are a little fast. And so I wanted to make sure that I got the 10 seconds, I was cleared. And so I passed the 10-second rule, and I turn it back on. And when I turn it back on, it fixed the problem. And I was so happy, because I was afraid that I was going to hear voices for the rest of my life. All I needed was a reboot, a reset. And I think about that. Y'all have had to do that with computers, laptop, maybe a smartphone. It's a little sluggish. Maybe you got the rainbow wheel, and it's just kind of spinning around, and nothing's happening. It's a little slow, and it's not responding the way it should. And so what you do? Well, most of the time, to fix the problem is to turn it off, count to 10, and then turn it back on. Reboot your system, reboot your phone, reboot your laptop. Sometimes technology gets cluttered, and just like technology gets cluttered, so does life. Life gets cluttered, and life needs a reset as well. We go through seasons where multiple demands and opportunities pile up, right? Our responsibilities, our relationships, our work, health issues, finances, emotional pressures, builds up until we are overloaded. Right? We get error message flashing in our eyes, flashing in our mind, telling us there's something going on, something wrong, maybe stress, maybe it's anxiety or despair. We realize that we've stalled. We're just spinning our wheels. And something must change. And it's in those moments we need a life reset. Now let's talk about what it means to reset. And it's very easy, but I just want to put a working definition on the screen for you on your handout note. It simply means to make a fresh new start, to begin again. To begin again. And the truth is that you and I will need many resets throughout our lives. Not just once, but multiple times at different stages of our life. You might need a reset in your career. You might need a reset in your marriage. You might need a reset in your finances. You might need a reset in your health habits or your spiritual growth, your spiritual life. And so we don't need to be discouraged by the need of reset. It's part of what God wired us for. You see, Jesus Christ, when he came, he didn't come just to forgive us of our sins, but he also came so that we can be constantly transformed to be more like him in every way possible. And so transformation, new life, second chances, opportunity to begin again. Now, if someone asked me what Lake Point Church is all about, and I could sum it up in two words. And those two words are the words life change. Everything we've done since day one has revolved around the idea of transformation, seeing people experience new life in Christ and to walk with him in life change. The building that we have, every worship song that we sing, every service, every message, it has a mindset. It's revolving around the idea of life change. In 2024, we celebrate the fact at Lake Point Church, we celebrate the fact that over 80 people came to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Can we give it up for God for that? Yeah. And on top of that, 44 people went public with their faith and got baptized and said, hey, I declare Jesus as my Lord and Savior. 44 people. In fact, that's the biggest number of baptism in 1 year in the history of Lake Point. In over 15 years, over the past 15 years, we have seen hundreds of people have spiritual reset. Some are subtle. Some are pretty dramatic. You know, people arrive feeling hopeless. People show up here feeling aimless, without purpose, and God turned their life around. We have seen that over and over and over again. They come, they find new hope, they find new purpose, they find a relationship with Jesus Christ. And this transformation goes by many different names. Salvation, it goes by the name of being born again, experiencing a spiritual awakening, or simply getting a fresh start in life. It all means the same thing. God's power, the power of God, reset our lives, give us a clean slate, and then establish our feet on a better path for him. The Bible is full of verses about God's desire to have new beginnings in our lives. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21, the Apostle Paul, he's talking to the believers, he's talking to Christians. We got to understand that, right? He's talking to the Christians here, and he said this in verse 21, when you heard about Christ, when you first heard about him, and you were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus, when you heard about the truth of the gospel, you know, remember that. Go back to that time. He said, something happened. He said, you were taught, in verse 22, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which has been corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new. That's just the idea of reset. To be made new in the attitude of your mind. You have a change of mind, a change of heart. You said, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. This idea, in the verse it talks about this idea of taking off the old ragged clothing and replacing it with new ones. It captures its idea of a reset. When you trust Christ, he saves you. And then he begins this lifelong process of transformation in your life and mind. You are repeatedly, over and over again, renewing and resetting as you grow. And so this is what we're going to talk about in this series. We're going to talk about how God reset different areas of your life. Now today, I want to cover the preparation steps. These are the foundational steps that we need to carry for the rest of our series, you know, and for the rest of our year together. And so I'm going to give four preparation steps so that you can thrive in 2025 for the glory of God. Here's the first preparation step, and it's so important. I don't want you to miss this. Number one, start asking God to do something new in me. Start asking God to do something new in my life. It's the first step. It's to sincerely ask God, Lord, do something fresh. Do something new in me. We do that with humility. We do that with sincerity. Not just one, but over and over and over again, would demonstrate that you mean business. That this is not just a one-off prayer. God, show me something. Do something new in my life. Is it okay to ask God for something new? Absolutely it is. We see this all through Scripture. In fact, Revelation chapter 21, Jesus said, I am making everything new. See, Jesus is in the business of renewal. If you're tired of the old patterns of life, just give it to him. King David, he prayed something similar in Psalm 51. And he prayed this prayer. By the way, he prayed this prayer after committing two big sins. I mean, they're big. The first sin was adultery. He committed that. And it was bad. But then he committed the crime of murder. He committed both in a time, you know, very close to each other. And realized that he had done wrong. And in spite of his sins, the Bible said that he approached God with humbleness. And look what he prayed in Psalm 51, verse 10. He said, God, create in me a pure heart and renew, reset a steadfast spirit within me. I love the Message translation of this. It said, God, make a fresh start in me. Shape a Genesis week from the chaos of my life. David was asking for a brand new beginning. And if David can start over after committing these terrible sins, there's no doubt that God can give you a fresh start too, because there is nothing you've done that's beyond God's grace. Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19. It said, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. see, I am doing a new thing. See, God wants you to focus the future. To focus on the future. Your past, it's the past. 2024 is done. We can't change it. You're 2023, you keep going back. You keep going back to your life. You can't change your past. However, we can say you are shaped. All of us were shaped by your past. But you should not be chained to your past. For so many of us, we're still holding on to the past. We won't let the past, we can't get past our past. We won't let go of the past. And we can thank God, hey, we can thank God what he's done for us and how he's shaped us. But we can't change the past, but can't be chained to it either. So how do you get there? You gotta ask God to do something new in your life. That's the first step. You got to ask him. If we don't do this first step, then the rest of this message would just be a motivational talk on how to do a change in your life on your own, which would become another failed resolution of your life. After 2 or 3 weeks, you'll burn out from it. You can't do the change on your own. You need the dependence of God in your life for the change. You need to cry out to him and say, God, I need you to do something new in me. I need you to do something fresh in me. James, the half-brother of Jesus, in his book, the book of James, he said in James chapter 4, verse number 2, he said, you do not have because you are not asking God for it. You don't have it. You don't have the change in your life because you're not asking God for it. And I thought, you know what? Before we go to the next point, because I know us in our human nature, we'll forget the first point. We're getting point two, point three, point four. You'll walk out of here, and we have a tendency to forget what we've just heard. And I thought, you know, before we go to the next point, what if we took 20 seconds right now? I would pray a simple prayer in your own life, in the silence of your heart. You ask God, God, do something new. Do something fresh in me. 20 seconds. I know, she said, that sounds weird. We've never done that before. Yeah, I know. That's okay. Take 20 seconds and ask God, start today. Say, God, do something new. Go ahead. Right where you're at, right where you're sitting. I'll give you about 20 seconds to pray. God, we are desperate for you to do something new. Do something fresh in my life and all of our lives. Help us. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to challenge you. Here's your homework. Ready? I challenge you to pray that prayer every day this week. Every day. It's that simple. Be sincere and be humbled about it. Here's the second thought. Second preparation point is this. We need to pinpoint specifically what I want change. Be specific. Nothing changes until it becomes specific. Don't just say, hey, I just want to get change in 2025. That's great. What? What do you need to do? What is it that you need to change? What area of your life needs a reset? I don't have the verse on your handout or on the screen, but you know the verse is Psalm 139. It's a prayer of David. Again, he says, search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. As you're praying, say, God, show me what I need to change. Show me. Reveal it to me. And I have here on your handout note, your second homework. They said, man, I didn't know I was coming to church to get homework. That's good. You're getting homework today. But I've got personal inventory for each and every one of you to take. I realize that some of you don't have a program. Maybe your spouse have one. And so if you don't have the handout note, take a picture of this inventory list. You know, or if you're the spouse, take a picture of it and attach it to your husband, attach it to your wife, and take a look at this inventory list, because it's so important. And there's a next step here that I want you to take after this. But look at this inventory list. What area of your life you need a fresh start in? Maybe you need a fresh start in your connection with God. Has there been a time you felt closer to God than you do now? And if that's the case, then you need a spiritual reset. Your health and body. Perhaps you need a reset in your lifestyle, your diet, your exercise, your priorities. Are you focusing on the things that matters? Or are you spending energy on trivial things? Maybe a reset means putting God first and realigning what's most important, starting with Him. Priorities. Relationships. Is there a friendship, a dating relationship, a family connection that's stagnant or toxic? A reset may restore relationship. Your energy level. Maybe you're feeling constantly drained, fatigued, overwhelmed. A reset may restore vitality and balance in your life. Your career, job, perhaps you're unemployed, or you feel stuck at work, or you feel unfulfilled in your job. A vocational reset might open new doors. Your thought life, maybe you got negative thoughts or impure thoughts that just won't stop. It's time for a mental reset. Your marriage, no marriage stands still. No marriage then static. You're either coming closer or drifting apart. And if you're drifting apart, maybe you need a marital reset, a reset that can restore love and intimacy. Your routines. Maybe your daily habit needs recalibration. Are you getting enough rest? Are you getting enough quiet time with God? Family connection. Your habits. We all have habits. Many of us might have bad habits that we need to break. Maybe we need to build new ones in our life, good ones in our life. A reset might mean replacing harmful patterns with healthy ones. Parenting. Are you struggling with your kids? Whether they're young or they're grown? You can ask God for a reset in how you can relate to your children. Your time and schedule. Are you always rushed? Behind, overloaded. A scheduling reset can help you live more sanely and not out of control. Your self-confidence. You know, rejection or failure can break down confidence, erode confidence. Maybe you need to see yourself again as God sees you, that you are loved and that you're valuable. Your finances. Maybe you're in denial about debt or overspending. A financial reset can set you on a path of stewardship and peace. And then your dreams. Have you abandoned God-given dreams? Have you abandoned them? Maybe it's time for a dream reset, asking God to rekindle the vision that He has for your life. And so I'm going to encourage you, take a look at that list. Check all that applies. Check all that applies. There might be multiple places that you need to have a reset. And then here's the homework. Here's the homework. And it for you to share it with someone this week. Might be to share it with your family. Might be able to share it with a close friend, someone that mentors you. Maybe you're in a D group. I'm going to challenge our D group to take a few minutes and talk about in our discipleship groups. You know, the areas of our life that, hey, this is the area that I need to reset. And share that with others. I told my kids and told my family last night, I said, hey, guys, you know, for lunch today, you better be paying attention to church. You know, because we're going to talk about this, and we're going to talk about the areas in our life today, you know, about the areas that we need a reset. A reset. By the way, don't deny it. Some of us live in denial. Be humble about this. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. It says, "For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought." Don't think you're, hey, I've got this. I don't need a reset. I'm pretty good. Don't go there. Don't live in denial. He said, but rather, he said, think of yourself with sober judgment. Ask God, God, show me. Reveal it to me. Show me the area that I need to change. Here's the third preparation step here. We need to find people to support my reset. You need to find people to support your reset. You cannot do it by yourself. You need others. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12, it says, though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. We are stronger together. Back to verse number 10, back a couple of verses down. If either of them falls down, one can help the other. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. In other words, if you're living the Christian life on your own, if you're trying to do this by yourself, you will stumble in your journey. Without support, it's harder to get back up. If you're taking note, community is God's antidote to discouragement, defeat, and failure. Community is so important. That's why here at Lake Point we have so many different ways for you to get connected in community groups. Different ways to get connected. We have life groups starting in a few weeks. And it got lots of different groups that starting. Here's the link, here's the QR code. And next week we'll actually have the brochures in the program. But this is right now, it's online. You can register today. See all the different groups. We started a new young couples, young married couples group. So check that out if you're newlywed or you're newly married or you've been married for a few years. Check that out, be a part of that group. Got young adult group, got men's group, got ladies group. We've got group for husband and wives together. Lots of different groups. And I encourage you to be a part of a group. But there's other ways to be involved in community. Be a part of our women's ministry. Coming up here on February 1st, we have our Ladies One Word event. And just simply sign up, more information in the program. And be a part of, get connected with other ladies in our church. Men, we have ways for you to get connected with other men in our church. We have a men's breakfast coming up in a couple of weeks. And I encourage you to be a part of that on January 18th. And come for some good food and fellowship and community. Because you can't live life alone. It's not worth it. You need community. You need each other. You need relationship that will help you to move forward, to support you in your reset. Here's the fourth preparation step. To eliminate anything unhelpful or unhealthy. To eliminate anything unhelpful or unhealthy. Before you can truly reset, you must clear away any obstacles in your path. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, very familiar verse. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, notice what it says here. Let us throw off everything that, your two categories here, that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. He said we need to throw off the sin, the sinful things, but then everything that hinders, that might not be a sinful thing. In fact, it might be a good thing, but not the best thing. One of my favorite quotes comes from a book called From Good to Great. And the quote says, the good is always the enemy of the best. Now, some of us might be doing good things, but it's holding you back. It's not helpful. It's slowing you down. And so my challenge for you in your reset journey is to eliminate anything that is unhelpful or unhealthy, to get rid of it. And so we got to throw it off. The Bible says throw off everything that trips us up, that slows us down. If you're starting a new diet, right? The first step is to throw away the junk food, right? Get rid of it. A life reset may involve removing temptation, distraction, negative influence. Ask yourself the question, what do I need to let go of? What do I need removed? It could be a relationship that pulls you down. It could be a time-wasting habit. It could be media consumption overload. Perhaps you need to be less in social media, less on 24-hour news. Not that those things are bad. You know, no, I'm not saying you have to cut it out completely. But you don't need to spend hours on it. And hours on people's lives that you're going to forget about tomorrow or next week. And so do things that are more helpful, more healthy in your life. You can't reset without addressing these hindrances in your life. Colossians chapter 3, again, the Apostle Paul, he said in verse 7, again, he's talking to Christians, right? He said, you guys used to walk in these ways, in the life that you once lived, the old life, right? He said, but now, since you've been changed by the power of Christ, but now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these. He gives some examples. Anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your lip. Do not lie to each other. Since you have taken off your old self with its practices, and you have put on the new self, which is being renewed over and over and over, right? Which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Now, we're going to talk in future weeks about how to uproot some of these negative attitudes and how to plant godly ones. But for some of you, this might mean to let go of some old grudges, to let go of some old prejudice that you might have. It might mean changing how you talk, how you're critical and negative with people. We need to eliminate unhelpful, unhealthy habits in our lives. As we close here, a reset. It's a lot like renovation. Have you renovated anything? Messy, right? It's painful. It costs you more than you thought it was going to cost. It always does, right? And if you want, you know, in a renovation, you've got to clear out the debris. You got to scrape everything down to the foundation. You can't build something new until you get rid of it all. Until it's all been cleared. And for some of you, it might be painful to get rid of some old familiar habits that you've been once doing. It might be a little painful. It might cost you something. But at the end of the day, it's worth it. And to get to the foundation, and once the foundation is clear, then God can begin a new thing in your life. And in Isaiah 54, yeah, the people of Israel had just been attacked by Babylon. In fact, Babylon had conquered the city of Jerusalem, destroyed it, took people prisoner, exiled. There was a remnant of people that were still hanging behind in Jerusalem, and the temple had been destroyed. The walls had been destroyed. The way of life had changed for everybody. And they thought it was over. But God reminded them, said, hey, I'm still here. I'm still with you. And notice what God tells them in Isaiah 54, verse number 10. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed. Your life has been turned upside down, right? He said, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, said the Lord who had compassion on you. Afflicted city, lashed by storms and not comforted. Notice the promise. I will rebuild you with stones of turquoise, your foundations with lapis lazuli. In other words, sapphires and rubies. God promised to rebuild their city. He promised to rebuild their lives on something more stable and more precious than before. Instead of ordinary stones, God's going to use sapphires and rubies, which is a picture for strength, beauty, permanence. My friends, God wants to do the same in your life. He wants to rebuild your life on an unshakable foundation. Many of us have built our lives on the shifting sand of culture, the shifting sand of approval, the shifting sand of success or pleasure. But God says, hey, I want to reset your foundation on something that's lasting and precious and valuable. My truth, my love, my promises. This is what a true reset, this is what it looks like. Job chapter 11, verse 13. If only you would prepare your heart and lift up your hand to him in prayer. Does that sound familiar? Point number one, right? He said, get rid of your sins. Eliminate those unhelpful, unhealthy habits. Leave all iniquity behind you. Then your face will brighten with innocence. You will be strong and free of fear. You will forget your misery. It will be like the water flowing away from you. Your life will be brighter than the noonday. Even darkness will be bright as morning. Having hope will give you courage. You will be protected and will rest in safety. What a promise. As you reset by turning to God, your future can be bright, hopeful, and secure. And this is what I want for you in this message series. This is what I want for your life. I want you, every one of us, including me, to have a life reset. A renewal in our lives. Perhaps you need multiple resets. Moving to a new level of living, leaving behind guilt and regret and old sins. I want you to shine brighter than the noon sun. Confident, loved, and purposeful. That's what I want to see in your life. Now, most of you, you've already taken the first step. You've taken the ultimate reset. You've asked Christ. You've invited him into your life. I know many of you have done that. You invited Jesus in your life. That's the ultimate reset. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. That's the ultimate reset. If you've never had the ultimate reset in your life where you've asked Christ to come into your life, he's ready to do that today. All you have to do is let him in. All you have to do is open the door. And said, I want to reset. I want you to change me from the inside out. And only he can do that. And you can do that today. You can pray a prayer simply like this. It's God, I need your forgiveness. I need a fresh start. Come into my life. Change me from the inside out. It's a simple prayer of salvation. And he's waiting for you to call out to him. You do that today. And once you do that, you enter into the family of God. You gain the Holy Spirit, and he gives you the power to reset in every area of your life and begin to change. If you're already a believer, maybe your first big reset happened years ago, but you've drifted. You've kind of went sidelined. You used to be on fire for God, but now you're not. You got off track. And if that's so, that's okay. God is in the business of unlimited second chances over and over and over again. You can have a reset today, tomorrow, and as many times as it takes, and every time growing closer and closer to him. So what are your action steps for this week? There's a bunch of them here, right? First, pray every day, asking God to do something new in your life, asking God to do something fresh in your life. Take that inventory, that personal inventory on point number two, share it with somebody. Do that this week. Get some accountability. If you're not in a small group, take steps to join one. Be a part of a group. Talk to our discipleship pastor, Dave Goff. He'll be in the lobby. If you've got questions, he'll point you in the right direction. Identify something unhealthy in your life that you need to remove. Do it this week. I can't think of a better week to do it now. To start now. And as you do these steps, watch how God begins to stir your heart, to soften your heart, and open new opportunities. With God, nothing's impossible. Nothing. He can take your chaos. He can take your chaos. He can shape a Genesis week and start something new. He could start fresh in your life today. He can replace discouragement with hope. He can replace fear with faith. He can replace sorrow with joy. You can wake up tomorrow and you can say, today is the first day of my reset. And I'm stepping into God's new plan for me. I pray that you will. I pray that you will ask God, and I pray that God will fall fresh and start something new in you. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you for your word and the many times that you're working, that you show us that you're working and you're working and that you're working. You never give up on us. Some of us, our lives are just kind of going through the motions. There's an area of our life that was just sluggish. It needs a reboot. It needs a restart, a reset. We need a fresh new start. And so God, I pray that you help each and every one of us. Help us to take it to heart that we'll leave here praying every day, asking you to do something new in us, to do something fresh in us. God, I pray that we will inventory our life, see the areas of our lives and that we need to recognize, that need a reset. And God, I pray that we get people to support us, as we surround ourselves with others to support us in our reset. God, help us to eliminate the unhealthy, unhelpful things in our lives. Perhaps, God, there's someone here that needs the ultimate reset, and that is the reset of receiving you into their life. They've never asked you to come into their life. They know about you, but they don't know you. And you say, Pastor Scott, that's me. We've never asked Jesus in your life. He wants to do the ultimate reset. He wants to make you new. Start something new in your life. And you can simply pray that prayer that I just shared a few minutes ago. You can pray that prayer right where you're at. Jesus, I need your forgiveness. I need a fresh start. Come into my life. or change me from the inside out. And if you pray that prayer today, on the back of your connection card, Pastor Chris is going to talk about it in just a second, but on the back of your connection card, you can let us know, hey, I made the ultimate reset. I asked Jesus to come to my life. We let us know so we can help you, resource you, encourage you in your new walk with him. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word. We thank you for this new year. God, I pray that we started with a reset in the areas of our life that need to be reset. Help us to walk with you, to grow closer to you. God, I pray that we will thrive in 2025 more than we did in 2024. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.